Hey everybody, it is the 18th of December. I hope you are as excited for Christmas and Christmas Eve services as I am. I want to talk about wisdom today. Solomon in the Old Testament. Solomon was David's son. Solomon was the third king of Israel. And God, if you remember, came to Solomon and said, Solomon, I'll give you one thing. This isn't like a magic genie thing. We're talking God here. This isn't from a movie. This isn't from a Disney movie. But he offers to give Solomon one thing. And Solomon chose wisdom. And God gave Solomon, the Bible tells us, more wisdom than anybody up to that time in the world. But the sad thing about Solomon is he didn't always use this wisdom. He didn't act on this wisdom. When you think of someone who is wise, you usually think of someone who follows through and makes wise decisions. And Solomon made some pretty tough decisions even after God had given him wisdom. We have a couple gifts of the book of Ecclesiastes, essentially, that says that everything's meaningless aside from God. It's not, I would say, an encouraging, we talked about encouragement yesterday. I wouldn't say it's an encouraging book. I think it could be kind of a downer type book, but it has some great truth in it. And then he wrote Proverbs, or most of Proverbs, and what a gift. That book shows us many, many key ways in order to live a life of godly wisdom. In fact, it uses the pronoun she throughout the book, especially the first half of Proverbs, she. And when it's talking about she, it's talking about wisdom. She does this and she does that. Wisdom does this. Wisdom looks like that. So I just want to say a prayer today with you today that we ask God to give us more and more wisdom, and that we have the wisdom to follow through with using that in a way that would honor and glorify him. Let's pray. God, we can have a lot of knowledge. We can have a lot of book smarts. We can memorize a lot of things. But Lord, we want from you not just the ability to know things, but the wisdom to carry them out, to do things that are led by you. We know that wisdom comes from you. And so, Lord, I just ask that you would instill in us wisdom, that we would know how to handle decision-making, difficult situations, how to make decisions on our future, how we interact with other people, how we live our lives overall. We need your wisdom. We ask for your wisdom. And Father, may we recognize when we have made wise choices that that's because of you and not because of us. It's in spite of us, not because of us. And it's completely because you have given us this gift. As we walk into today, would you help us to have wise decisions, wise interactions? And may all of the wisdom that we show today be pointed at you, so others can praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.